Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to King Scott Radio and TV. We're here for another episode of The Singles Life. We have a special guest on board. I'm going to let her introduce herself in a few moments. But ladies and gentlemen, this is about relationships. This is about the connection that you have, no matter which age you are, to be in a relationship with someone, to have some congeniality in trying to communicate your feelings, your expectations, and to try to explore if you can find love. King Scott, Radio and TV. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back at you. That was Earl Clue, and he was just playing a little heartstring. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure of introducing someone who's very special to me, philosophically, mentally, all the things that will make a person smile in the middle of the day and in the dark times at night. This person is going to give us some explanation as the new frontier that she is approaching today. Carrie, introduce yourself.
Good evening, Kevin. My name is Carrie Dees. I am a pastor, but I'm also a mother. I am a grandmother, and I am a friend to many. And I live in the mountains of West Virginia, and I'm just a lady who loves life.
Wow, did you hear that? Loving life. Now, Carrie, there is some things that's just happened in the last 3 years that has changed your life dramatically. Could you begin to give us a little of what that is and the position that you're in today?
Okay, there's a lot that I can say. There's been a lot that has gone on in the last 3 years. My husband, that I love dearly, who was my best friend, my confidant, the love of my life, my best friend, everything, passed away in February, on the date of February 14th, 2019. That has been a journey for me since that month in 2019. I am still in my place of grieving. I'm in a different part of grieving, but I am making it. And I find myself in a different place that I've never been in before, but I'm making it. My husband was sick for years before he passed away, so I was caretaker for a couple of years before he passed away in 2019. And I am now left as the pastor. I was co-pastor of a ministry that we began, and now I am pastor of that particular ministry in the mountains of West Virginia.
Well,
that's a little bit about me and what I've gone through.
Let me ask you this. When we squeeze all that down, shift it, as they say, you're single again.
Yes, I'm single again.
And you haven't been single. My understanding is that you was married for some 46 years.
Yes, a lifetime. Yes.
So most people, you know, I don't think I quite made 46 months. I may have escaped in 46 minutes, depending on which side of the coin I was on that day. But your marriage lasted 46 years, and now all of a sudden you're here. And ladies and gentlemen, the singles life basically takes no prisoners. You can be married for 46 years and still end up single and having to reinvent yourself being a pastor. Now that's added pressure in being a pastor, because you have a code of conduct. So how are you adjusting to that?
I am adjusting day by day. Don't think far ahead, but I just take it day by day. Sometimes it has been moment by moment, hour by hour, but I just take it with each minute of the day, and that's how I cope with it. It's a new place, and when you're faced with being in a new place, you don't know what it's looking like or going to look like. You just know what it is now, So you just have to take it just moment by moment. And that's what I'm doing.
So ladies and gentlemen, let's crush that down a little bit. See, Miss Pastor Carrie Dees is still a very attractive woman. Now, I say that, and they say that beauty, it is in the eyes of the beholder. Well, a whole bunch of us would be beholding, looking at her smile. Just because she's a pastor doesn't mean she doesn't have style. She's not 500 pounds. I mean, she still has the bells and whistles. Now, I'm not going to tell you her age, because you wouldn't be able to figure it out anyway. If you met her or saw her photograph, you would say, oh, it's not that. Not that it's high and not that it's low, but it is another testament how God can preserve you to look like you're 30. And 30 is a good time in everyone's life, kind of, because you just still feel so young and vibrant, and you're caught between teenager's age and adultship totally. So that's a nice place to be in at 30. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that she still has the beauty of a person in that caliber. Now, I say all that to say this. What used to look like this age is not that age anymore, and I hope you can get that. What I mean is that people still, as they did in the past while she was married, they're doing now that she's single. That means she gets approached. People come up and try to hit on her. Y'all know what I'm talking about now. Let's just keep it real. So, Carrie, how do you feel? And I'm calling her Carrie because sometimes that word pastor scares people off. Well, she's probably got a Bible in her hand and she's warding them off with the cross. No, she walks in the grocery store like everybody else and shops for her melons and her potatoes and all this. And people look and say, wow, okay, let me just scoot on over there and say hi. How do you deal with that now that you're in this state?
Okay, that's a good question. Thank you for those compliments, Kevin. I am very appreciative and I'm very humbled by that. I think that we as women, and I know that if there are women listening, there are many women who can relate to what I'm saying. What you feel on the inside is what you portray on the outside. If you feel young and lively and vibrant, that's how you will carry yourself when you're out, no matter whether you're in church, no matter if you're in the grocery store, in the park, in the gym. You know, it doesn't matter. You exude that. It's just a natural part of you. That's just what comes out. So, yes, even when I was married, I was approached many times, because people can't tell that you are married just by looking at you. But when they see the ring on your finger, they think they know that. And I've been asked, you know, are you married? And I'll tell them, yes, very. And then they ask me the next question, are you happily married? And I would have to say, yes, I am happily married. I thought, oh, that's different, you know. And so but they would ask me that. So being approached was nothing new to me. I got the looks and I just got the compliments, and I said thank you, smiled, and went on about my business, and that's how I did it. So even today, when I'm out, yes, I get the looks, I get the compliments, and again, I say thank you. That's very kind of you. I just give a smile, and that's how I handle it. I don't let it go to my head. I just accept it as one of the attributes that I've been blessed to have, and I don't think that high of myself, but I just thank God that I can say thank you because someone has paid me a compliment. So I just take it lightly and just carry on with what I'm doing, what my agenda was, and what I was set out to do in the first place. So it's nothing new to me, but it is now I know that I'm in a different place. I don't have a husband any longer. So I'm in a more open place, I guess, more vulnerable place.
That is different. So let's get to some meat, because that's what the audience wants, some meat. We want a dinner. We want the steak right there. So now you have to consider the people that pay you these compliments. You have to see if they're worthy of they would ask you for your phone? Because do you still wear your wedding band?
I do.
Well, why is that? Aren't you sending mixed signals, or you haven't, you don't feel comfortable enough to let go?
No, I'm not taking off the range yet. I'm not there yet.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing is the real deal. She still has a process to go through, but in her own mind, she knows that she's a single woman. So balancing that, okay, I know at some point in time the ring will come off, whether it's this year, next year, or 10 years from now. But then some women keep a ring on their finger. We've seen that. That's why we are forward enough to ask the question. But now you have to evaluate whether you want to entertain the conversation, whether you want to smile and say, well, thank you. Maybe you'll say, well, what's your name? Well, you know how we rap and get around to it. You know, that's what we do. And men are supposed to approach a woman. That's normal. And no one should be ashamed of that. So now you have to consider what goes through your mind, your thought pattern, when you say, well, you know, I want people to talk to. I want to have a companion or get remarried or something like that at some point in time. What goes through your mind when you're making all these evaluations on a split second?
On a split second, it is still at this point just one that I accept the compliment. I accept the smile. I accept it with it being just a compliment. I don't look any further into it. You might call me dull. You may call me just, you know, simplified as this club, but maybe I am. I do believe that I am open for God to do and bring someone special in my life, to do something just miraculous in my life. If he sees fit to bring somebody into my life, I am open for that. I do believe he is going to do that. And I believe that when he does, I will be ready for that. I think that when you're married, and then I'm in this place now where I am single again because my husband has passed on, you still feel married for a while. That's just it. That's just been a part of you. So you know in reality that you are single, but you still feel connected to this person even though they're no longer here because it was just such a part of your life. So I believe that and that God is preparing me for whatever it is he has for me in this next phase. So if I see someone and maybe my spirit will leap when I see this particular person, or that will get a signal from within that there's something different and special about that particular one. So I'm open for that. And I'm excited about that. But I do believe that I'm getting to the point where I'm exploring a little bit more. I'm getting out a little bit more. I'm more open to the smiles or the compliments in a different way that I never have been before. So it's a new place, and I'm just excited about what God is going to do, what he's going to show me.
Well, you know, you use the word dull. You said maybe you're dull. Men tend to use words like bougie and uppity, and you know, you, but at least you do smile and you do respond. I spoke to someone today and she didn't say a blessed word, and I learned to accept that. You would not have to worry about me calling you out your name. That stuff you just kind of let go, but at least you do smile back, and that's kind of like a punch because you have a great smile. And then if you're wearing one of them cool hats you wear, you know, a person say, wow, you know, I need to invest. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're right back at you. We were talking about the style of the hat. But Carrie, tell us a little bit about your style, about you becoming not necessarily feminine again, but now you dress. You said, well, you know, if I want someone to say hello to me, even if they can look at my natural abilities, you know, I need a little oomph, a little extra gloss, a little rouge or something. How do you prepare yourself now going out into the public, knowing that, you know, things have changed and you want at least a little attention or a little more attention? How would you describe your style now?
Oh, I have to laugh about that, because I think that society likes to stereotype women in different positions, women in different, whatever your status is, whether you're married or whether you're single, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a model, whatever it is. And so there are stereotypes that are associated with those positions that we play in life, or that we are in life. As a pastor, people look at me and probably would think, well, she doesn't look like a pastor, because they have a picture in their mind that they're going to look a certain way. Maybe the way that they dress, those types of things. And so I'm modern. I always have been, and I'm very careful about the way that I dress. I don't dress in a very provocative way, but with my husband, I did dress provocative.
Are you afraid? Okay, wait a minute. You said something. You said when you, with your husband, you were leaning towards going a little bit more provocative. Is that what you said? Okay.
That was a different position that I was in. I mean, women wear many hats. I'm a woman. I could talk about it from a woman's standpoint of view. I wore many hats. So, yes.
I mean, are you talking about them big hats that cover your whole face and you know, the big flaps on them look like you got wings on or something? Or are you talking about a stylish cool cat hat?
I'm talking about a stylish cool cap, different types of hats. I've worn the big hats that have, come down. You know, depending on what I was doing and where I was going, I've worn those. But I wear a variety of different caps. I wear the baseball cap, and when I do a baseball cap, it doesn't look baseball cap-ish. There's a definite style to it. I make sure that the hair is done a certain way under the cap. The makeup is always done. Sometimes I'm natural. There's no makeup on, but I wear a baseball cap of different types. Some of them have different designs on them. I just do that. So then I also wear hats that are more, cowboy hats, cowgirl hats, those types of things. I just wear a variety of hats just to change the style up. So if I have on a pair of slacks or even a dress or, jeans, I can style it up or take it down by wearing either a baseball cap or a more of a classier type of hat. So it just changed the style. So I've never dressed like, I guess, some people would stereotype, the age or, your status quo or whatever. I dress appropriately, very nice. And so I continue to do that. I like to look nice. When I go out, I'm very concerned about the way that I look, the way that I present myself. And so I present myself as a lady, and that's just who I am, and that's just what I do. Like I said, my inside, who I am on the inside, has not changed. I am still that person, but I'm just in a different place now because of what has happened in 2019, a couple of years ago.
So if you were, we have quite a few listeners. What advice would you give them going through a transition like you going through at your stage? Now, you may be either ahead or behind or somewhere in there, but what would you tell the sisters that need just a little push to be a little bit more extra? Because who wants to be alone? I mean, who wants to sit there and, you're not sitting home knitting. I do know that you bake, but that's for the grandkids. And if you was eating all your bacon, you would be 500 pounds. So you're not doing that. But you're not sitting home knitting either. So what advice would you give them as to moving through these different transitions and stuff like that?
If I could give someone some advice, I would just tell them that, yes, you can keep busy, but not so busy that you can not face reality or the actual station that you're at in life. But keep busy. Get a hobby. If you don't have a hobby, find one. Find something that interests you, that is exclusively for you, not that you can't do that hobby with others, but if you had to do it by yourself, you can be okay with that. I have several different hobbies. I do like to read. I do like to write. I do like to bicycle, and I like cycling. I like to, I just like to do so many things. I like to walk. And so you have to get to that place where you can be comfortable with yourself and by yourself, but at the same time be able to be sociable. And so do some things that are sociable. Get out. Don't just stay inside. Don't feel like there's no life left for you, that things are, that it's all over, that there's nothing left for you. No, there is still plenty for that woman out there who may feel like she's lost so much. There's still so much ahead. There's so much in the now, but there's also so much ahead. And we don't know what the ahead's going to be, but just live life for the moment. Do you. Whatever it is that pleases you, do it. Get out. Enjoy life. Tomorrow is not promised, and so we have to live life to its fullest each day that we're given. And so that's what I do. Even though I may be hurting, even though I may still be going through some changes, I still take time to enjoy life. And I would say to anybody who's listening, enjoy life, enjoy people, whatever it is you enjoy doing, do it. Take time for yourself. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself by exercising, eating right, looking good. You know, when you look good on the outside, it can just do so much for your inner being. So that's my advice for anybody who might be listening.
It's now, not over. You mentioned
the beginning of another place.
I just so happen to know that you and your only daughter had, was that a park, and you all just walked and talked and things like that. How did that feel, and, you know, connecting with your daughter, and, I mean, because she lost her father, so, you know, did you guys still talk about it? How is all that formulated today?
Yes, again, that's a part of what I said earlier, taking it day by day. Sometimes it's a moment by moment. Sometimes it's harder than other times. Sometimes it's easier than other times. Yes, we still talk about it, and I think that it helps to talk about it, not put it on the back burner and act like it didn't happen or that it's something that you have to forget about. No, that was a big part of your life, so you have to continually talk about it, and there is healing in the talking about it. So we share about it. You know, some days I'm having a tough time and I'll call her, and sometimes she's having a tough time, she'll call me. Even with my sons, they may be having a hard time with it and they will call me and we'll talk about it. But no, we talk about it. I think it's good to talk about it. We will never forget, but, you know, as time goes, it's easier to endure, but the memories will still remain and be there. And that's how we handled it.
Well, we're gonna give a shout out to Redia, Brandon, Ryan, and Trenton. That's her three sons and the one daughter. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we like to have fun here on King Scott Radio and TV. So I'm gonna ask Carrie a real up close and personal question here. And I know she's like, oh my God, he's going to do it again. I told him not to. But this is a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so everyone's kind of sitting on the edge of their seat. Carrie, I want you to tell us all 15 of your grandchildren. Just give them a shout out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. I don't want to forget anybody. There is
15 now, ladies and gentlemen. 15. Somebody count out there.
All right. Okay. You really put me on the spot. Oh my gosh. Okay. There is Kelsey. There is Raina, Renaya, Riley, Chase. There's Tristan. There is Kayla, RJ, Andrew, Lydia, Andrea. There's Royce, Corey, there is Jordan, and the youngest one, Ryan, and I think I'm missing one in there, and oh my gosh, who is that? Oh, there's another little boy in there, his name is Tyree, so I pray I didn't miss anybody, but you can see there are plenty of them. I have four children, and they've all been fruitful and multiplied, and so there are plenty of beautiful, beautiful grandchildren.
Wow, that is awesome. Look, hey, I haven't talked to Trenton and Brandon and Ryan yet. I managed to get them a Father's Day gift that's going to be on the way very shortly. But I want them to know that I'm here. I remember them so well. They're all successful, all just doing their thing, taking care of their family. And we have some other surprises coming up with the Dees family and what we're going to be doing to highlight. You all just have no idea how much I love these people and how much it's going to be a pleasure in being of service to them for what they've done for me on the inside. I'm mentally stronger by what Pastor Albert Dees, taught me, and I'm always in admiration. So that was good. All 15 of them, and I hope they hear the broadcast. And well, I tell you what, you just make them hear. You know, y'all better tune in and listen to your grandma. But they call you Nana, right? That's what they call you.
Yes, they call me Nana. Yes.
Okay, and you kind of spend a lot of time around the kids, around the grandkids, or as much as you can. See,
with the pandemic, I wasn't able to spend as much time with them because of all that, and everybody can relate who has family near and far. But yes, absolutely. I'm a family person, always has been. And yes, my grandbabies mean the world to me.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Singles Life. I just want to be able to present all angles to everyone so that we can see that you can still be successful. Don't believe if someone says that you're going to die alone, you're going to be alone, you're going to know God has a plan for you. And this particular broadcast, this show, this station, and Pastor Carrie Elizabeth Dees can tell you, you trust him and he will bring you through anything.
Yeah.
And that's what this station is about. So, Carrie, what I would like for you to do is to close us out in prayer, and then we will get ready for our next show. Now, Carrie may be on our church segment at My Father's Table. She does some Bible studies for us and things like that. So you're going to be hearing quite a bit from her. And then there's a breast cancer event that we're going to be doing together. We are here to be of service to the community like Jesus was of service to us. So carry us out, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. I'm blessed to be able to do it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this segment of The Singles Life. Lord, we know that there are many aspects of being single, whether there's never been a marriage before, Lord, and they're single and they're searching for someone, Lord, or because of circumstances in life, Lord, where they were married, but now because of things that have happened, they are single. Father God, there's a shout out from you, Lord, to give people, Lord, notice, Lord, that you are still in their lives. You are still guiding and directing them. Father God, I thank you for everyone who is listening tonight. Know that there is still life to be lived and life abundantly. So, Father God, we thank you for all the men, the women that are listening, Lord, tonight, God. I pray that there is something that was said that has encouraged their hearts, Lord, to know that life, Lord, still, Lord, can flourish and be mighty with you. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Shout out to all the singles. Amen.
King Scott Radio and TV. God loves you and so do we.